for the last 6 months, I have, for reasons I don't want to go into, not had much downtime. And because of the lack of downtime and because of the issues I don't want to go into, the last 6 months have been some of the hardest and most unhappy in my life. I don't think I've been this unhappy since I was in college. And I want to focus today on the downtime part of it, because I think that is there's a line by Joseph Campbell where he said that something that was understood by people of all time until recently was that the first requirement for anyone to have anything approaching a spiritual life was what he said, leisure, but I would say downtime. And what I mean by that is long, uninterrupted time where you can let your thoughts settle and where you can ruminate. And I love ruminate. You know, cows ruminate. They swallow something and they bring it back up and they chew it again, and then they swallow it again, and then they bring it back up and they chew it again. And I think for me, that's how understanding comes about. And Vine Deloria talked about how different among Indians, you know, different people would have different roles at different ages. And one of the important, one of the roles of elders, or roles is the wrong word, one of the things that elders would do is that when you have had the time to, by which he means decades, to perceive patterns in life or to perceive events in life, and then you have the time to reflect on those, and you can begin to see the patterns that make up life. And part of the reason I bring this up is because a part of the reason that my life has been so difficult for the last 6 months has been, I want to say that I have been really fortunate, but it's also the result of choices that I've made. So I graduated with a degree in physics and mineral engineering physics, and I could have gotten a regular job starting at $35K in $1983. And who was it who said we were given, I think Emerson or somebody said that we were given the choice of, I'm going to totally butcher this, but we were given the choice of days or work, and we chose work. I'm not sure how that goes exactly, but the point is that I knew at 22 that I needed long uninterrupted time. And we live in this wretched capitalist system that forces you to work in order to survive. But I wanted to be able to figure out how to survive in such a way that I could have this long uninterrupted time, which most of us don't get. And I have been extremely fortunate to have gotten that for the last 35 years. And what I really want to talk about is the fact that almost no one gets this, and no one, I'm not saying they get the understanding, almost no one gets the time. And this is one of the things that drove me into doing my work in the first place, those who know my work know that I've been asking for decades, you know, if our behavior isn't making us happy, why are we doing it? And if the social system is making it so the vast majority of humans don't have the time to understand and come to terms with and to be a human being, then what is the system serving? I'm not blaming individuals. What do you do if you're a single mother with two children? Well, you work two and a half jobs, and you have to. But a lot of this comes from not having larger communities, and it comes from us living in a system that drives us toward a certain sort of productivity that values this productivity over life itself. I was always struck by some analysis that Ivan Illich did that was about how if you take into account the time that you spend earning money to buy a car and earning money to buy insurance, and earning money to, he took all that into account, and it ends up you're averaging a couple, 3 miles an hour. That I can jump in the car and I can drive 10 miles right now, and it's going to cost me, what, a third of a gallon of gas. But if you take into account the insurance, take into account the time I work for the insurance, the time I work for, to buy the car, I would be better off just walking. And I understand that there's some problems with that because that would make it a real pain in the ass to go to the grocery store. But my point is that we have a whole system that is set up that doesn't value reflection and that doesn't value downtime. And it's not just work. I'm not just blaming work for it. I'm also blaming entertainment, that we spend so much of our time doing anything we can to distract us from ourselves and to distract us from life. I don't know where I'm going with this because my solution is not for people simply to meditate. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm trying to get at something much larger, which is that we have an entire system that functionally moves people away from the time it takes to become a fully human being. And when you have a system that values the system itself over humanness, we are systematically driven out of our minds and out of our bodies. I had this great conversation with my mom when I was in my early 30s, where my mom helped me a lot through my 20s and 30s. There were times when I would borrow money from her to survive, and there were times, she never yelled at me or pushed me to go get that job I could have gotten easily. And I asked her why she had been so supportive. And one of the things she said is that you didn't have a childhood. And I knew that if you were ever going to have a prayer of being a functioning adult, you needed time and you needed a decade. You needed 10 years to vomit up the effects of your childhood and to center. And, you know, I think, as you know, I was a high jumper in college. And before you jump, you have to drop down. You can't just crouch down and then jump from there. What you do is you crouch and then jump in two quick movements. It's like a baseball player when they swing a bat, they don't just hold it and then swing it. They cock it first. There's a rebound effect. And one of the reasons I've been able to be so prolific as a writer is because I did take all that time in my 20s to just sit by a river and to try to understand. It wasn't just sitting by a river, though. It was trying to assemble those patterns. This is one reason that I don't believe that we will have a voluntary transformation in this culture, is that that takes tremendous time and it takes discipline. See, that's the thing. One of the things I'm dancing around is that when I'm talking about taking time, I'm not talking about sitting around playing computer games. I'm not talking about sitting around watching TV. I'm talking about a combination of leisure and discipline. And one of the reasons we won't have a voluntary transformation, we can save the whole discipline question for another talk, but we don't have the time to vomit up the effects of this culture and Vine-Gloria talked about how a lot of his students, when he taught at the University of Colorado, would go up in the mountains and they would have a fine aesthetic experience. They would think that they had experienced something. But he said, that's not how it works. That is simply an aesthetic experience. Instead, it takes time to see the patterns. And I think, there's a path between here and my mom's house that I have walked in 20 years. I have probably walked it, 15,000 times. And there are some times when there are a lot of slugs out and sometimes when there are not. And some years there are a lot of slugs out and sometimes there are not. And there are years that there are a lot of redwood millipedes out and years that there are not. And it takes a long time to start to see, to even see if there is a pattern at all. And I'm thinking about that for our own lives too. Again, I don't know where I'm going with this, but all I know is that something is missing from, a lot of things are missing from Maslow's hierarchy of needs. True, we need air, and then we need water, and then we need shelter, and we need food, we need community, and somewhere, in order to be a full being, and I think this just applies to humans, but to everybody, I think we also need time. So it's a week later, and I wanted to add something to the discussion of downtime, because I was thinking about it later and thinking that there was a lot of stuff I didn't say very well and didn't accurately portray what I meant. And that's the point. And that's why we need downtime, so that you can say something and then you can realize that you didn't say it as well as you wanted, and you can revisit it and you can say it better. For example, one of the things I didn't talk about is how Joseph Campbell talked about how for those in whom a local mythology works, there's a feeling of meaning in your life and of accord with the universe. And so for someone for whom Catholicism works, taking communion, going to confession, those bring meaning to your life. And so there's a path that's ready made for you. But if the mythology doesn't work, or if it doesn't properly teach you how to be a human being, then you have to figure out for yourself, and you have to figure out with the world's help. And that takes time, and that takes a lot of time. And that's where most of us are at this point, with the mythologies not working and producing crazy deviant effects. And simultaneously, most of us don't have the time to be able to wend our way through and to reflect on the patterns that we see around us, and to become a human being, to become a fully human being. And this is, along with a planet, along with community, along with everything else that this, along with the ability to sit outside without hearing gunshots, this is yet another thing that this culture costs us.